And then you go crazy when I tell the finish. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Charles Boyer.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Folks, this is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall. Well, the Christmas season is already in Hollywood, and all the stars parade down Hollywood Boulevard, which is called Santa Claus Lane. At the head of the parade is a big float carrying Santa Claus himself. And you know something? Santa Claus is wearing a beautiful green suit. This year, he doesn't dare to wear red. Well, now to get our parade started here, we'll have Lou Bring strike up the band, and I'll begin the march with a song called Hello, Tucky, Hello. Like all Kentucky boys, longing for city joys, I left the farm and started to roam. Like all Kentucky boys, sick of all city noise, I heard Kentucky calling me home. Any thrill you get when you are leaving doesn't touch the thrill when you return. You're saying, hello, Tucky, Tucky, hello. Hello, Tucky, why did I go? What I've been through to get to you. Now I've found you, let me put my arms around you. Shady bowers, valleys and hills, birdies, flowers, nothing but thrills. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of pain. Hello, Tucky, hello. Shady bowers, valleys and hills, pretty little flowers, nothing but thrills. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of saying, hello, Tucky, hello.
Al, today is the princess's wedding day. I'm surprised to see you here.
Well, to tell you the truth, Oscar, I got an invitation to be one of the bridesmaids. Really, I did.
How could you be one of the bridesmaids?
I lied about my age.
Al, is it okay with you if I make a little announcement?
Oh, sure, Oscar. I love you. You've been on the show 8 weeks. I love you. Go right ahead and make an announcement.
Good-o. I want to thank the millions of people who have not taken the trouble to write in and tell me what they think of me.
Why do you say that, Oscar? You know something? You're very popular with the public. Really, you are.
But I'm a very controversial figure. People either dislike me or they hate me.
But, Oscar, look.
They hate
Oscar,
me.
Oscar, please. There's at least one person who really likes you.
You?
No, you.
I can't help it. I'm the first person I ever met who swept me off my feet.
Oscar, I want to ask you about that. Why is it in all your pictures you never swept a girl off her feet? Tell me.
That's not entirely true. In my last two pictures, two very pretty girls kissed me on the cheek.
Well, how come they just kissed you on the cheek?
When they approach me from the side, it doesn't frighten them as much.
But Oscar, look, maybe you ought to play a new character in your next picture.
I did, in Magic Town.
Wait a minute, just a minute. I saw Magic Town and you weren't even in it.
That's what was magic about it.
Ooh.
I'm a controversial figure.
Yeah.
I disappear before the picture starts.
Now, that's a part where you can really show off all your talent. Listen, Oscar, I want to give you a little tip. Try and have them do your next picture in Technicolor.
I did my last picture that way, Romance in High C.
How'd you come out in Technicolor?
I look plaid.
But I don't like color pictures.
Really?
My piano always comes out healthier looking than me.
In addition to that, the piano has a little more polish. Now, Oscar, look.
I'll leave the piano out of my next picture and depend on my own charm. I shall be America's answer to James Mason.
Oscar, I don't think the State Department would allow such an answer reply. Answer that.
Now I'm mad. Well, what can I say? I'm a controversial figure. I'm going to play the piano and give it a good pounding.
Same old Oscar. Look, Oscar boy, don't take it out on the piano. Play something tonight nice, gay, and frivolous, won't you?
As you wish, Al. But my heart is breaking. And if while I play, a tear should drop upon the keys, that's just to keep them clean.
Shoppers, this coming week is one of your busiest weeks of the year. And when you do your shopping, remember, it takes quality as well as a reasonable price to make a real bargain. For example, when you buy cream cheese, always insist on the brand that's guaranteed fresh. It's rich-tasting, fresh-tasting Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Made only by Kraft and marked Philadelphia brand on every package. During the coming week, you'll probably be buying cream cheese. So be a smart shopper. See the name Philadelphia brand on the packages you buy. Protect yourself with Kraft's guarantee of freshness.
Ochichonia, Ochistrazia, Ochichampons.
Oscar, wait a minute, Oscar. What are you doing there?
Yes.
Well. You're not singing.
I am, too. I'm singing Dark Eyes.
Those dark eyes sound a little bloodshot to me. Oscar, that's a very beautiful song, and if it's got to be sung, please let me sing it. Come on. Give me an appuccio.
Ochichornia, ochisbuccia, ochistrasnia, I priakrasnia, kakiu bluje vas, kabajuje vas, značu vidjel vas, ljubni, dobri čas.
Bravo, Al. I liked it.
You did?
Yes. Those foreign language songs sound good, even if you don't know what they mean.
Well,
there's one thing about American songs. You always understand what they mean, you know, like Maisie Dotes, Ramsey Divey, and Zippity-Doo-Dah Zippity-Yay. I like those.
Al, I think I got one that will stump you. You know what this is?
Go ahead, let me hear it.
Sipo, sipo, signore, signori, scusatemi, e dato mi presento, io sono
Gee, Al, I didn't know you could sing.
Oh, I see. Honestly, Oscar, I don't want to, you know. It was nothing.
I know, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Oscar, that's kind of nice. What's the name of that number?
It's not a number. I was just trying to break off a hangnail.
You could write some beautiful songs, you know, if you had more hangnails. Look, Oscar. Give me another pukio, whatever you call it, will you?
That's all I do is give you a pukio.
Oscar, look, Oscar. Oscar, take five, will you? I want to sing this a cappella.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Now.
What?
You need me. Al, there's something I'd like to hear you do now.
What?
It's the anniversary song, and I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate because you've had more of them than anyone else.
What? I don't mind what you say, Oscar, as long as you ask me to sing the anniversary song.
The night we were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that was there in your eyes.
Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your song, through hearts that be beating were murmuring low.
My darling, my love, the night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we, but we live that sweet moment sublime? We find that our love is unaltered by time.
Pardon me.
Pardon me, sir. Are you Asa Johnson?
No, sir. I'm Asa Yolson of Yolson and Johnson. And, Mr. Boyer, I know who you are, and I'm really happy to see you here in the Kraft Music Hall.
What? Kraft Music Hall?
Surely.
Oh, I believe there is a little mistake, Mr. Yolson. When they said musical, I assumed I was going to attend a concert.
Well, that's really a terrible mistake.
Yes, yes, I know, but I didn't realize it until I heard you sing.
That guy is an Oscar Levant with adenoids. Look, Mr. Boyer, even if you're in the wrong place, I really hope you'll stay anyhow. You're welcome.
Well, I guess it'd be embarrassing for you if I should leave, but uh-huh. On the other hand, if I stayed, it might be very embarrassing for me.
Listen, Charlie.
Hmm?
You don't mind if I call you Charlie, do you?
No, not at all. Go ahead, you call me Charlie, and I will call you Mr. Jolson.
That's fine.
You see, Mr. Jolson, in France, yeah. we have great respect, sir. For old age. Especially when it comes in such a large quantity.
Yeah. Well, look, Charlie, please do me a favor. I mean, every week this happens. Let's not talk about my age. After all, it's not that I'm older than anyone else. I was born just a little earlier, that's all.
I know, Alan, I assure you, France is very, very grateful to you, early Americans. And by the way, in case Napoleon forgot, yeah. I want to personally thank you for the money you spent for the Louisiana Purchase.
When was that, Charlie?
In 1803.
1803? My, how time flies. It seems like only yesterday, really. Say, Charlie, look, while you're here, I want to ask you something. You know, we really, I mean, this is between you, we have something in common, you know.
Really?
We're both great lovers.
That's so?
Except I ain't had no advertising, you know. Now, in The Arc of Triumph, I have to see the picture in the projection room. Ingrid Bergman gives you a wonderful kiss. Tell me, Charlie, what's your secret? What made her do that?
A contract with Enterprise Studios. Now, listen, Al.
Yeah.
Tell me, aren't there other things to talk about besides women? Aren't there? Well? Al, aren't they?
Offhand, I can't think of anything.
Well, you know, it becomes very monotonous to always play the great lover.
Really?
Now, today I even got a call from Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Ooh.
They want me to put my heart prints in the cement.
Heart prints?
Yes.
My knee prints are already there. But, Charlie, you know, that junk thing, you just got to face it. You know, you're a very romantic figure. Everybody knows that.
All right, if they insist. But, Al, I'm telling you, I'm getting sick and tired of playing the great lover.
I know how you feel. I'm a tired great lover, too.
Pardon me, Al. This is Charles Boyer, isn't it?
I said, no, please. I mean, you've gone to... Boyer.
Oh, it is Boyer.
Uh-huh.
Charles.
Hello, Oscar.
Come et allez-vous, Charles.
Très bien, Oscar. Très bien.
Pas mal de tout. C'est très agréable de vous voir.
Oh. Tout plaisir pour moi, Oscar.
Just listen, boys, look. Oscar, you must have gone with me to the Casbah or something. Boys, look. I don't like to interrupt, but a lot of people who buy cheddar cheese don't understand that talk, including me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Al. You see, Oscar and I were discussing the arts.
The arts? Well, if you're going to discuss the arts, you can discuss them with me. I just got my 1948 Esquire calendar.
Esquire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in France, we call that the Ladies' Home Journal.
Monsieur Jolson. Il est un petit schmo.
No. Un grand schmo.
Look, wait a minute, boy. You boys don't have to show off, you know. When they make a life story in the movies, they don't care about an education, you know. They even make it about an ignoramus.
Oh, I know. I like the Jolson story. I love it. And one of these days, they're going to make the Boyer story.
Charles, who's going to play you as a small boy here?
Oh, I would like to play myself.
Oh. Oh, at that age, I was so cute.
Really?
there would be a good part for Oscar, too. He would be my old piano teacher.
Yeah?
And Al, you could play my father.
Your father? Oh, that would be unbelievable.
Make it grandfather.
What?
Look, boys, I kind of like this idea. The picture will open in a small town in France. I would be your father, Asa Boyer. Asa Boyer? Boyer, Aze? In the first scene, you would be in the parlor listening to me sing an old French song. Mademoiselle Famarmatis, parlez-vous. Mademoiselle Famarmatis, parlez-vous.
Oh, papa. Papa. Grandpa, did you know Mademoiselle Famarmatis?
Oh, oui.
What do you mean, oui?
We all know her.
Charles, you better get ready. Professor Livon is coming over to give you a piano lesson.
Oh, Papa, how can he give me a lesson? We do not have a piano.
I know, but we get the lesson cheaper that way.
Oh, oh Papa, filet mignon, pâté de foie gras, vichyssoise.
Oh, Charles, mon ami, where you learn to speak that French?
Of the Grand Derby menu.
It would be cheaper to hire a teacher.
Oh, Charles, bonjour.
Oh, Professor Levent, bonjour.
Come, Charles, I teach you piano.
But we don't have a piano.
I brought one with me in my lunch pail.
How could you get a piano in your lunch pail?
I took out the tomatoes.
It's unbelievable.
No, they were big tomatoes.
Now, Charles, sit down and I give you your first lesson. Put your hands on the keys. Those are the keys. Your foot on the pedal. Now try to play something. Papa Boyer, your son will never be a piano player.
Oh, Papa, I'm discouraged. I want to leave France and go to Hollywood and be a great lover.
Why can't you be a great lover in France?
Well, because my accent doesn't mean anything here. The women here hear it from every Tom, Dick, and Pierre.
Wait a minute, Charlie. I see a different slant on this whole Boyer story. I think we should open in a little Parisian cafe with young Charlie sing a beautiful French song.
That's good, but I'm not a singer. Who will sing it for me?
I'll give you two guesses. And one of them is little Asa Boyer. And this is how it'll be. Music, Louis.
Quand les pluies d'avril...
Quand les pluies d'avril...
Eh bien, ils viennent de ce côté.
Ils viennent de côté.
Ils portent les fleurs.
Ils portent les fleurs.
Qui fleurissent en mai.
Quelle fleur en mai.
Elle répond l'oiseau bleu.
Elle répond l'oiseau bleu.
Écoute la chanson.
Écoute les chansons. Together. Juste la baie des pluies d'avril.
Very good, Al. Of course, you know what these words mean.
Sure. I'm a grand schmo.
Thanks.
This time next week, when the music hall comes through your radio, your folks will have had their Thanksgiving dinner. Probably your menu, like many hundreds of thousands across the land, will have included the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Maybe you'll have a fruit salad topped with this creamy white favorite. Maybe you'll whip up Philadelphia cream cheese with a little milk for an elegant, fluffy, rich topping for your pumpkin pie. Or maybe you'll finish off dinner with a tray of crackers and fruit and fresh Philadelphia brand passed with a coffee. No matter where you live, from Maine to California, that Philadelphia brand cream cheese will come to your table exquisitely fresh, guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Just be sure to buy genuine Philadelphia brand, famous for over 60 years. See the words, Philadelphia brand, printed right on every package of cream cheese you buy.
Folks, there's an old saying that goes, the song that we hear with our ears is only the song that is sung in our hearts. But only a great artist can take that song from his heart and transpose it so we all can enjoy it. Such an artist was my old friend Jerome Kern.
Songwriters everywhere acclaimed him as the Dean of American Music. Jerry had many a hit show on Broadway and many a hit song on the lips of the people. To me, his greatest work was a score from Showboat. That kind of music could only come from the heart. One song I especially love, and the whole world loves, has all the wistfulness, the sadness of the bayous, and the plaintive lament of a people.
Lots of folks work on the Mississippi. Lots of folks work while the white folks play, pulling them boats from the dawn to sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't have to make the white boss frown. Bend your knee, bow your head, pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man's boss. Show me the stream that they call the Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them, he's soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
You and me, the sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Hold that mark, lift that veil.
Get a little drunk and you laugh in a jail. Heart is weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and fear of the dying. The old man river, he's running, running along.
Good night, folks.
Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Dorothy L'Amour. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into the station to hear Jack Tosh and Lee Barden, who follow immediately. Today, the clever hostess takes no chances, preferring to serve her salads with one of two famous French dressings made by Kraft. The first Kraft French dressing, mild yet spicy enough, is America's most popular French dressing. Then their superb Miracle French dressing, also made by Kraft. Both are seasoned to perfection. Choose the one to your taste, delicious, intriguing Miracle French dressing, or the slightly milder, delightfully flavored Kraft French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.